non-rock a boatus must stop. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to sink it.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Brett, delusional
is okay in your worldview. I'm an animal. You don't chastise chickens for being delusional. You don't chastise pigs for being delusional. So you calling me delusional using your worldview is perfectly okay. It doesn't really hurt.
She hung up on me.
Yes!
Oh!
What?
What? What?
Desperate times call for faithful men and not for careful men. The careful men come later and write the biographies of the faithful men, lauding them for their courage.
Go into all the world and make disciples. Not go into the world and make buddies. Not to make brosives.
Right.
Don't go into the world and make homies.
Right.
Disciples.
I got a bit of a jiggle neck. That's a joke, Pastor.
When we have the real message of truth, we cannot let somebody say they're speaking truth when they're not.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became, fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of things today. If you're listening, this is Luke the Bear. Jeff is on a missions trip in Kauai, short-term trip, which actually Zach and I will be taking in 2 weeks.
Yes,
to go
sir.
Help out there. Oops, I already introduced Zach. Sorry, I have clips today for everybody, for all of everybody on the show. For just fun times. So here's mine. Grizzly bears fighting over food. So that's fun. That wasn't actually me, I promise. So here's one for Zach, because I already introduced him.
Wait, are you sure you didn't do the voiceover for your bear?
Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. Positive, I swear.
That's pretty good. You got to give some context, though.
It's just wind. It's just wind. Joy knows about belly wind. So in Ireland, did we talk about this? I think we did.
Maybe a little bit.
In Ireland, they have all these little towns, and they're
Zach's
called.
Like, I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah,
like,
you guys haven't heard about it, but I have.
They have like towns, and they start with like Bally something. So like Bally Money was one. Bally Boogie was one.
Yeah.
And after Zach's message he gave, which was really good, it was just really long-winded. So we called him Ballywind. He put Jeff to shame. But it's very good.
He
actually,
did.
It
he
just got uploaded
Jeff.
To YouTube today, so hopefully that'll be soon. Okay.
Good times.
So next, on the ones and twos, as that other guy always says.
The gingerbread man.
King Ginger.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
I think I can vouch that Marcus has a soul, for all those of you wondering.
I do, actually.
So, just in case you're wondering. And then our other normal person.
Are you calling me normal? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Zach's getting all Pentecostal on me over here.
They don't make music this good anymore, guys.
Well, it's over in Franklin for you. So, Zach had a yerba right before, and this is going to be a really fun show.
Yep.
I'll just say that. And then,
that organic
we
brand.
Do have a special guest that called in that used to live here, but decided that she was too good for us. and she wanted to gamble a lot. So she moved to Las Vegas.
Oh. It's summertime.
It's summertime, y'all. So,
just like for the record, though, like when Joy came up here to visit me, she did way better at the slots than I did.
Oh yeah,
I did, but
I don't know if that's something.
I think
to
that
brag
just
about.
Means I was able to play for 10 minutes instead of 8.
Gotcha.
That's how it goes.
Well, congratulations, Joy. Really proud of you.
Because, you know, gambling's all about the amount of time you spend gambling. It's not about money you win.
So I think we've told this story before. Summer, you're probably very familiar. What's, by the way, Summer, welcome back. It's been a while. Thank you for joining us. You probably know where Perump's at now, right?
Yeah. My dad and I had to drive through it on our way back from Reno once. Well, we drove near it, whatever.
So,
yeah.
It's not a place anyone should really ever visit. Basically, there's like a really old casino. There's fireworks stores and brothels. And that's about it.
Oh, okay.
So, there are some churches there. Actually, we have a very good friend who's a pastor there. And I don't want to trash talk it too much because I love that man. We went up there for our ministry trip once to speak at his church and stayed in Pahrump. And, like, he put us in the best hotel in Pahrump, and he apologized. Let's just say as soon as we got in the room, we immediately went to Walgreens and came back with Lysol wipes and wiped the whole room down.
Oh,
man.
But
gross.
Point of my story is you had to walk through, like, the casino to, like, go in and out, you know? And it was, like, one of the old ones where everybody smoked and it was gross and... There was this little old lady with, like, blue hair who was, I swear to you, for, like, 3 days did not leave that seat at the one slot machine.
She was on a marathon.
Yeah. She just was going strong.
That's, like, what they do. It's weird. Yeah. That's all. You just described all of Nevada, though.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Okay. I've only been there, so. Well, that and Vegas. Right. Which is both the same, essentially, so. But you said you're in North Vegas, huh? Which
is still...
Yeah.
Las Vegas is not, like, a really huge, massive place like Phoenix, so...
That's funny,
like,
to me.
Like, North... Las Vegas is still just... It just happens to be north of the city.
Yeah, it's... Basically, it's north of the Strip, essentially, and you're, like... You're in the north side of the Strip, so you're North Vegas.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna bow out of the show while the guy's back here fixing the internet. So you guys have fun without
me. We didn't watch you anyway. So.
Okay, fine.
Cool, man.
Thanks, Marcus.
Okay, bye.
No soul.
We had our internet guy here. That we've been trying to get internet established since, like, October, and I think we're actually doing it right now. So pray for that. So today should be a fun show.
People going to think we haven't had internet up until this point?
Well, we've had internet. We're trying to get our own dedicated
internet great.
Line because that's why we always have issues with next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to go somewhere else. Anyways, so we're going to talk today about Bill Nye the Kolob.
I accidentally called him Bull Nye.
Ooh.
Which I also thought was good.
That is good.
I have chosen a moniker as well. Bill Nye.
Yeah, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, bro.
Yeah. Bill Nye the Kolob. I just thought of that on the way in. So, for all you that don't know what that means, it's a Mormon joke. I've actually been wanting to talk about this for quite some time. We just never been able to get it in. And it worked out well because season 3 of Bill Nye the Kolob Saves the World starts in a couple weeks, so we're going to talk specifically about the show that's on Netflix. I'm going to play the intro for the new season and then some videos from last season, I think, that...
Not sure I'm ready for it.
Okay, let me say this. If you have kids, you might not want them to listen because it's atrocious. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and play the intro... Or the trailer, I mean, for for the new season. So if you guys want me to stop at any point, just throw something at me or something. I'll make it stop. It's going to stop a lot.
Please make it stop.
I promise you that much. Did you watch this, right, Summer?
I've seen parts of it, and okay. I can hardly stomach it, honestly. It's so bad.
Quick question. Does anybody know, before I play this, does anybody know specifically what age group this is targeted towards?
I think that based off of the people in the audience during the show, and he says kids, I get the feeling it's supposed to be like a 15 to 20 year old, like high school plus a little extra.
The extremely formative.
Definitely, definitely younger than it should be. Yeah. Or not at all, but
especially for this episode.
Okay.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, okay. So here's the trailer for the new season.
Welcome, welcome to the show. I'm Bill Nye. I'm here to save the world.
Definitely not souls.
To the future. Scientists are figuring out a way to create meat.
About
the theory of evolution has been proven many, many times.
Okay, no. Try again. Not proven. Yes, well, there's a microevolution. We all know he's talking about the Big Bang Theory and all that stuff. So that's where he first incorrect statement.
Proven. Dunzo. We are going to do a little mind control. Climate change is the most serious problem facing human continent. We are talking about it right now.
Climate change. Right. Climate change.
It's the most serious issue, guys.
The most serious issue.
Well, it's part and parcel to the worldview.
No, it's okay. Please, it's laughable. I'm just realizing as we're watching this. So if you don't know, if you haven't seen this and you're listening, and again, this is one of those things, I apologize, it doesn't translate over radio, but it's basically like his show that he used to have, only souped up.
Right.
And like with a live audience and stuff. So I'm pretty sure, like, I think the kids that are in here, kids, I say in quotations, are probably people that used to watch him when they were little.
Right,
you know,
that's
so
what,
now,
it's like a grown-up Bill Nye.
Yeah, and speaking of that, when I went to even a private Christian school in like, the years of my youth, we watched Bill Nye the Science Guy videos, like, as a part of science.
Well, yeah, that was before he went bonkers.
Right, because and if you look at the comparison between some of the stuff that he did then and some of the stuff he's doing now, like, he would talk about biology and chromosomes and genetics, right? And talk about that in relation to, you know, what sex someone has. And then now the stuff by comparison that they're propagating now is that gender's all on a spectrum, right?
Well, it's all
malleable.
Political now,
it's
right?
all you know, it's just the shift is very apparent.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing.
Wheel of death. Amazing. Literally one step at a time.
It's not that serious.
We need to reduce our environmental footprint.
Yeah, then there's that.
Right. So, I mean, I think you tie it right back into the evolutionary worldview that man, you know, it by definition, it negates the fact that man's created in the image of God. He's no different or distinguishable from any other animal or creature on the earth.
Right.
And therefore, as a result of that, we're part of the fundamental oneness of all things. And therefore, these things that we do upset the established order, right? Because creation, like you read at the beginning,
yeah,
has essentially become the God that we worship.
Right.
We worship the things that God has made. So.
Right. And Boot has a really great section on that in the Mission of God where he's talking about, it's at the beginning, I think, right? Where he's talking about the worship of creation and yeah, anyways, if you haven't read that, please do. It's awesome.
Our food print. Just look how elegant. That's astronaut urine. I'm good with it.
Fortunately, you are what we like to call an MC1R mutant.
I'll write that in my note.
Yeah.
That is the distance that Mexico City has sunk. Evolution takes time. Time, 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 time.
Here we go. Yeah, still false.
It is fucking awesome.
That's magic.
Yeah, it's not magic, it's science.
Right on, blow it up.
It's not magic, it's science.
Right.
Must be talking about the Big Bang Theory. Okay, so that's the truth.
That you must accept by faith.
Yeah, exactly. Any thoughts before we go into the break and then we'll come back and play some more? Any thoughts? Anyone?
It's just that it's a total worldview indoctrination.
Yeah. Go ahead, Summer.
It reminds me of, like, you know, you guys were talking about how he used to, I mean, what he did in his first show, which I don't remember enough of, because I was honestly a little bit too young and we were too poor for cable. Okay, so, yeah, I didn't watch a ton of Bill Nye as a kid. But, you know, Zach was saying that he's a TV show character, personality guy who did science experiments. Like, okay, great. And I think it's just interesting that he never gave that glory to God. And like, this is where he is now, especially right. Given you decided to read from Romans 1 and in Romans 1:24, it says that God gave them over to the lust of their hearts to impurity so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and served the creature rather than the creator.
Yes.
Hopefully I didn't botch that. Romans 1 was actually the first chunk of scripture I ever memorized. But anyway, the point is, it goes back to what Zach was saying of like, when this creature worship is a part of God giving people over. So like, when you don't acknowledge God, he just goes ahead and gives you over to what you want. And it is just like so full scale. It's like, so in his original show, it might not have been like this, but he was never giving God the glory. He was using some, you know, anything scientific, all these laws of nature and stuff like that, all of it is only because of God. And Bill didn't honor God in that. And it just looks like he's fulfilling those verses of just like completely being given over to creature worship.
Right. Oh. Absolutely.
Good point.
Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to break then on that point. We come back, we'll get into, again, something that'll make you cringe. I promise you that. So
stay tuned.
Apology Radio. We'll see you on the other side. Actually, we won't see you. You'll hear us on the other side.
What's up, y'all? This is Jeff Durbin with Apologia Radio at apologiaradio.com. Want to talk to you guys about an amazing connection that we have right now with Whitfield Theological Seminary. I want you to run over to whitfield.edu, whitfield.edu, whitefield.edu. I want you to check out the programs they have. They have undergraduate programs at Whitfield College, and they also have Whitfield Theological Seminary for the graduate degree and above and beyond. I think you'll really be impressed with the rigorous nature of the classes, the consistent biblical worldview taught and adhered to. I want you to contact Whitfield Theological Seminary at whitfield.edu. Get a hold of our friend Dr. Kenneth Talbot and start your classes today. ApologiaRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, beauties and beasts, I have some good news for you. But in order for me to tell you the good news, I must share with you the bad. A beard can be a most magnificent thing, but it can also be the downfall of a man. An unmaintained beard prevents a face from shining. An unmaintained beard causes dry, itchy skin. An unmaintained beard is a source of beard drift. You know, like dandruff, but beard drift. An unmaintained beard is sharp and ruthless, like iron bristles. Not good for the lady friend. An unmaintained beard forfeits future growth based on a lack of preparation today. And let's not forget that an unmaintained beard robs your face from smelling amazing. Let not thy beard be thy downfall. Protect your manlyhood. An epic combination of manliness and manhood. If you are hearing this today, there is hope for your beard. Go to ucosbeard.com and enter the code APOLOGIA and you can save some money while you save your face.
Always repping the ones, that's what I claim. Out in the hood with the homies doing my thing. LA, in North County Dago, it was the same.
Joy's giving me weird looks. Welcome back to Apologia Radio. This is Ivy Connerly's new single.
Real talk.
Called The Body. One of these days,
Ivy.
He's supposed to be dropping this album here pretty quick, but anyways, I'm excited for that. So, back to Bill Nye. Cool off. Now I can't not say it. So this video I'm going to play, again, if you have kids, you probably don't want them in here because I wouldn't let my kids listen to this nonsense, I can tell you that much. It's a song performed by Rachel Bloom, who I don't know who that is. Maybe you younger kids can fill me in on that. No,
I'll look her up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say,
comedian.
I'm assuming
she's a comedian. Okay. Okay, so she's a comedian, and this song is called My Sex Junk.
Yeah, not very funny.
No, no. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry for those that are listening if you haven't heard this.
So, you guys, seriously, this next thing I feel is very special. This is a cool little segment. You know this woman from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Please give it up for
that.
Rachel Bloom.
This one goes out to all my bipeds who identify as
later.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, we have to stop there.
It's going to be stopped a lot.
You have to address that.
Okay. Thummer, as someone who's probably an expert in this field, what is all my bipeds who identify as ladies?
So a biped is, you know, a biped is a creature, just to be clear, that walks on two legs. So if you walk on two legs and you think you're a female, or, I don't mean, isn't lady like an insult to these people? I don't know. I would assume it means female. I can't keep it straight. So whatever. Yes. If you're a dude who thinks you're a lady, this is also for you.
What if you're like an orangutan?
Then you can also be a lady.
And you can be.
I mean, who cares? Bipedal. It's whatever you identify as.
Right.
Okay.
And that, I think that's another good point is like, what do the famous atheists always tell us? That we're nothing more than bipedal protoplasm.
Oh, right.
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 So good there call. Is that same undergirding of, you know, a view of the universe, a view of humanity, what we are. We're nothing more than bipedal protoplasm.
I feel like that's a bipedal privilege. I feel like that's just not accepting.
Stop bi-splaining. You're bi-splaining to me. Oh, that's good, Joy. Okay, we'll just keep going so we can actually get through this.
This world of ours is full of choice.
She has a horrible voice, and this performance is horrible. That's just all I want to say. Like, the most embarrassing part of it is how bad it is.
She's wearing. That's not
right.
Good
I just
either.
Recommend like,
the content
watching it.
Is, of course, horrific, but she's not good. There are so many people that Bill Nye Saves the World could have paid to do this, and I just feel like it's just really bad.
Well, there's probably not a whole lot of people that have...
I don't think the show's doing all that well. Is
that
it doing
actually,
well? I don't think it's doing well.
I can't imagine it. I mean, this has 213, almost 214,000 views, and it's from a year ago.
Mm. Okay.
So I would say no.
Good, good.
I've probably given them about 5 views. So.
Okay, anyway, I just really wanted to say that anyway. It's like just the quality of it is really bad. And that's... Yeah, they should.
They should feel bad.
That's it.
So she just said that the world is full of choice, unless you're a preborn baby.
Of course not.
That choice doesn't matter. That's one thing.
Before we move on, I just saw on the side here, there's a Ben lip reading of interrogating
it's
Zuckerberg.
Really good.
I can't wait to watch
it.
That. Okay, moving on.
Between only John or Joyce, all my options only, hard or moist.
Okay.
What did she just say?
Oh! I don't even want to repeat it.
So basically you can choose between John or Joyce, and then she used adjectives to describe their lady bits and man parts.
Yep.
Okay.
Again, this is for some form of child. This
for
is
anyone.
But it
like,
continues, too.
No one should. Everyone should feel bad while they watch this, because it's bad. It's just cringy. Like, it doesn't even matter if you're in the room with your mom. Okay, feel embarrassed because of the subject matter, but if you're alone, still feel embarrassed because it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like who's
hopefully
to know their kids?
No
like, let's watch this and
hopefully
like enjoy.
No
like
yeah.
no, like, but I mean, like, what kind of twisted parent are you if you're feeding this to your child and you think it's a good thing?
Well, honestly, I mean, have you guys seen the videos? They're getting really popular, especially in New York and in San Francisco. Like, a really popular thing there is to bring in a drag queen and have them do, like, story time to, like, get the kids used to, like, you know, someone being super perverted, just, like, being in front of them. And there's a lot of parents there who are, like, Yeah. Oh, this is so great. I'm so glad we're teaching our kids to be open. And like, people send me those videos and they're like, can you watch this or comment on this? And like, I have a hard time watching it because it's so disturbing,
right,
to see a fully grown man in like outrageous, you know, clown level makeup being effeminate on like in front of kids, like, and then calling it education. But this is just being it's normal. They think it's normal.
I'm pretty sure that's the same guy that delivers food to us all the time.
He came to my house
one day. No, there's a guy that delivers for Grubhub a lot, and he's definitely a transvestite, like, to the fullest extreme. And
well, you don't know if that's quite how shocking.
Well, that's how I'm identifying him, for the record.
Just one point about what you said, Summer, too, is they're trying so hard to normalize this and teach everyone to be so open-minded, but that they don't really mean that. They don't mean absolute open-mindedness, because absolute open-mindedness means closed-mindedness to exclusive truth claims.
Right.
So by definition, it excludes a view of absolute truth in terms of origins, in terms of human nature, in terms of what our purpose is, what the view on sexuality is according to what God's word says. So they don't really mean that. They don't mean open-mindedness in that. They mean what they want, what they define as good and true and noble and righteous. So it's just important, I think, to harp on that point. Everyone has a perspective of assumptions and what we're bringing, and as a result, feeding our youth.
Right.
It's not a neutral thing. There is a program, a system of indoctrination, whether it's teaching them the righteous values of God's word or teaching them this garbage.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, let's keep going.
My vagina has its own voice.
Do I even need to address that, or
that's
can I just?
It's not super scientific. Can we just keep, I was gonna say. Yeah,
no, there's. Right. No. Okay.
It's actually immaterial concept too, which doesn't exist in a naturalistic framework.
You're lying. That's a lie.
Go to a doctor if you're not
vocal cords, a metaphorical voice.
Oh, so not actual vocal cords. She answers your objection.
Okay.
But a metaphorical
still
voice.
Immaterial.
Oh,
an abstract immaterial concept.
Also, there would have been a point in time where that was considered severe mental illness.
They would have hauled her off a long time ago. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I do a voice for my vagina. Please don't tell me I'm the only one who does that.
And yes, I mean, I don't, but.
You are alone. You are alone.
Yeah, okay. We'll just keep going. Here's where it gets, here's the chorus.
Because my sex junk is so much more than either.
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
It's so much more than.
I don't.
Either it's so much more
either
than anatomy,
or
so much more than either male or female, right? Yeah. More than biology,
which is the point, right?
Okay.
But she defined it first. You're just talking about your sex junk. So are you a hermaphrodite? Like, what are you telling us right now?
Right.
I don't.
Exactly.
Why do you need to convince yourself? Like, maybe she is a hermaphrodite, which is, you know, some people are born that way. That's true. Like, less than 1% of the population. But that's not the point. That's not what she's trying to say.
Right.
Like, why is she so fixated on her sex junk? And why does she have to call it that?
Right. And from the looks of her
outfit,
she's
looked at her Wikipedia page, and I feel like that should have been the very first thing. So I'm going to say she's not.
Okay. All right. We'll just.
Power bottom or a top off. Versatile love may have some butt stuff.
Okay. I mean, just now we're just going to throw that in there, too.
Well,
so,
because that's what they mean by
butt
open.
Stuff is good.
By open, they mean that.
Right. I know.
Like, anything goes. There is no standard of anything other than what you want. So
exactly.
Right.
I think that's at the
it's
heart
like,
of everything.
I mean, we're basically right a lot of what we're seeing is just a massive sexual revolution happening again with less drugs and flower crowns.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe more the same amount of flower crowns.
and what have we been talking about too for like the last couple days in terms of like what the neo-Marxists have accomplished in the Cultural Revolution.
And what, the Planned Parenthood book?
That, but just the overall criticism of society's foundational institutions, right? So every distinct category that God has set up, whether it be, you know, gender, marriage, harmonious marriage between a man and a woman,
right,
all of these structures, these healthy, you know,
patriarchy,
right? So these distinctives that God puts in his creative order, according to this system, those have to be first criticized and then transcended. We have to rise above these structures because these things are actually holding us back from reaching our fullest actualized potential. So that's why she says later on, don't box in my box. I can transcend my anatomy.
Yeah.
She says, I can be whatever I want to be.
That's
there are
so
no distinctions anymore.
Right. Oh, gosh, that lyric is so bad. So much more than either or. I'm sorry, but if you hold out a word like that in your song lyrics, you're just lazy. I don't know. I'm just still mad about how bad the song is.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of the patriarchy, if you all haven't heard the Cross Politic episode that Summer was on, they talk about the patriarchy. You should hear
it. I'd be more happy having you turn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Turn
I don't know if I told you that or not. Well, I'm just saying. I heard that episode.
Sheologians.
And it was good.
What are you doing?
I don't even know what show you're talking about. Anyways, yeah, you can listen to
Sheologians. This is basically a Sheologians episode right now. Yeah. Just FYI. Yeah. This is like my warm-up for when...
That's why I had you on.
Summer and I are on the same like recording space.
Yeah.
It's just all about Smash the Patriarchy. Right. You guys can't... I know technically we're two against two right now, but we're winning.
Yeah. Well, we have another... Someone over there. Someone's over there listening. I don't know who. Well, that's why I had you on, Summer, because you guys are like my go-to peeps when it comes to sex junk talk.
When it comes to sex junk?
Talk. Conversations.
Conversations about the current world and its very destructive view on sex junk. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's so important. Yeah. It really is that important. Like, we talk about subjects like abortion. What does the rabid feminist say? Well, my autonomy is more valuable than the life of this child. And actually, my biology is betraying me by me even being pregnant. This pregnancy is somehow a disease, or it's somehow a parasite that, you know, I shouldn't be forced to carry on. So right there, there's another structure or beautiful gift, according to the scriptures, of what God puts in place. And the woman who is hell-bent against rebelling against God's created order has to try and defy those beautiful distinctions as a result of what you read in Romans 1 and what that tells us. So these things matter. They have implications, and we have to understand what's at the bottom of the worldview that's being pushed.
Right, for sure. Okay.
Well, yeah, continue. And it's all related, too, because I was just reading the other day, you know, when the sexual revolution happened, it was largely... We like to think of it as it was at the behest of the second wave feminists, and they did have a really big role in it. But it really was a patriarchal structure because, I mean, just think about for a minute who gets the most out of sex without consequences. And I would argue, well, it's men that do. Like,
yes,
it's
right.
the patriarchy that you hate. Yep. Like, you just gave them your body for free. They didn't have to, you know, stand up in front of a crowd and pledge their undying love and their money and the rest of their life to you. Mm. Like, you are giving them your body for nothing. And so the sexual revolution, like, it gave us abortion. It gave us all those things. And when you think of the major players, you're going to think of the Gloria Steinems, and you're going to think of the women that were at the forefront of this. But honestly, the men, I think, made out the best, you know, got what they wanted the most out of this, because the death toll for unborn women is astronomical. And the toll that abortion takes on women is huge, too. And obviously not talked about enough. But it all kind of, it does go back to that kind of what you're saying, like that neo-Marxist idea of like essentially tearing apart the nuclear family.
Yes.
And men had a lot more to do with that and kind of got away with it than I think most of us realize.
Yeah, for sure.
Which they were wrong to do that, by the way. that's no excuse. And just because they did that didn't justify that harsh backswing on the other side of women saying, well, what about us? Why don't we get to have that kind of freedom too? So I think as Christians being balanced, we can condemn both things as wrong, according to God's word. Those men abandon their familial responsibility. They abandon their roles as.
Did you say abandon?
Well, mansplaining. Yep.
Man, that was ironic. Yeah.
Wow. But, you just created a new term.
That's what it is. So if
someone's gonna use that all the time though.
If you look at the philosophy of a woman like Margaret Sanger, she up and abandoned her family.
Yeah,
that's what she did. Yeah. She left them. She left her children.
And I think
she left her husband.
And the important thing to remember too is that this is like the out in. This is the PR face of feminism. This is the PR face of sexual freedom, but this is not necessarily what it looks like when. Like when this girl has been discarded before, when she's cared for someone and then just basically been slept with and discarded, like she's nothing. Like they're, this performance that she's putting on is not the performance that goes on when that happens. And I would say that's the same for all feminists, or even if you wouldn't consider yourself a feminist, anyone who is discriminately having sex with their only qualifier of having it is that they're just doing whatever they want. This is not how it looks privately.
Right. And speaking of this discussion, if you're Apology All Access, thank you. We just put up recently, I believe, the TV show we did with Ben and Rebecca Merkel. If you have not seen that, you have to watch it. We have this specific discussion
really
about
good.
Men and their failures, and it's Ben Merkel's a beast. I'll just say that.
Right.
It's really
he talks about how basically the failure of the men is kind of at the crux of all those problems. Yeah. Like that's what led to that is failure of men. So we take full credit for our failures.
Right. Okay. Continuing.
Evolution ain't nothing new.
Torture.
There's nothing taboo about our sex too.
I don't even know what.
So nothing's off limits.
No, taboo about a sex stew. What is? I don't even know what a sex is.
I'm assuming
what
is
a sex stew.
I'm assuming different ingredients.
Can we not overthink whatever
it's just
that
like,
is?
I just imagine a stew being just like one. No, just like one container,
like
and you just kind of like throw stuff in there, and it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that definition. Moving on, because I don't want to think about it anymore. We're not going to stew on this one.
Just add salt for Gerard Depardieu.
Is anybody
in
Gerard? Okay.
French actor.
I don't care about him. Oh, I'll explain.
French treasure.
Oh.
Because my sex joke is for much more than either. If they're alive, I'll date them. Channing or genitate them.
Why are you making qualifications like that? Why do they have to be alive? I'm sorry, but like, if anything goes, what if someone told you that that was okay? Like, I'm gonna die in 5 minutes, and it's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, no,
but
you're right.
She's like,
you're
well,
right.
Let's not go too far here.
I gotta draw the line.
Right.
I gotta draw the line.
But the
somewhere.
Point is, how do you ground your complaint in anything objective?
She has no.
That.
She really has
what
no
basis?
Reason for why she wouldn't have sex with a dead body.
Right.
Especially for this next line.
It's just a matter of preference at that point.
Right. So she's...
Joy took that so dark, man. I love you so much. That was so dark.
So remember, she just said she won't have sex with a dead person. And then she says this.
I'm down for anything.
Except if they're dead, apparently.
Don't box in my box.
Are you?
Give someone new a handy, then give yourself props.
Oh, you think you're so smart. Did you learn gay in college?
Did you learn gay in college?
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of the few lyrics where it's like, I don't know any direction you were trying to take that.
This is unscientific. For being on a science show, this is literally the most unscientific thing I've ever heard. Like, what does this have to... You're denying science, number one, because you're saying that your sex junk isn't either or, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, well, scientifically, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then you're just talking about, like, how you'll do it with anybody. It doesn't matter. Like, what is scientific about anything that's happening in this song?
Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. Good. Yeah. We're all on the same page.
We're on the same page. Okay. Okay.
All of that while I drop some knowledge. Sexuality's a spectrum. Everyone is on.
More science.
What? So she said sexuality is a spectrum. Everyone is on it.
Where? Show me. Show me the spectrum. Where?
I don't know.
What spectrum?
Yeah. Where's your evidence for that?
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Like you can show me a light spectrum scientifically. Show me a sex spectrum.
Like earlier in the episode, they have this big abacus come down from the ceiling and they call it the sex abacus.
No.
Yeah. And then then there's a male and a female. It doesn't even really make sense. Like, I feel like they picked an abacus, but they shouldn't have. So they're like moving these little balls from side to side, depending on, and like, it's like sex, gender, attraction, expression. And that, I guess, was supposed to, that's how they represent the spectrum. But it was like a really weird.
Like, how straight
but
are
there
you?
There was no way to
scale
like
of 1 to 10 with colored balls.
Any of the like,
right?
Any of the different. I don't know. It was just really.
It's all arbitrary.
They were just like, how are we going to show this? I don't know. An abacus? Kids love abacuses.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's just like the thing they do with the other video that you sent beforehand about the ice cream,
right?
So there's vanilla, there's chocolate, there's strawberry. Everyone's on a spectrum, you know. They try to illustrate that, and it's like, okay, well, if it's a preference, then... Like,
so
again, there's nothing.
Vanilla is vanilla. There's no vanilla spectrum. Like, just stop it. Strawberry is strawberry, and chocolate is chocolate. They don't... That's what they are.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, I'm just gonna keep going.
Even you might like it if you sit up on it. Drag queen, drag king, just do what feels right.
Just do what feels right. I don't really need to comment on that.
Well, if you could sum up the morality of the culture, just do what feels right.
Oh,
that's
here's
the gospel of the fallen culture.
Well,
right now.
You know, that's what Ted Bundy did too. Like, he felt it was right, so he did it. So is that really what you want? Like, is that you really just want people to do what they feel is right? Because isn't that what rapists do and murderers do? Like, they're doing what they feel like doing. That's a horrible argument, and it's bad, and you should feel bad.
You should definitely feel bad.
That's not hard to take apart. If you just think through clearly what that's saying, then okay, anyone can do what feels right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, I'm gonna. Summer's actually gotta leave us. She's got a gambling appointment.
Yeah, I think my five-year-old's playing with super glue, and I have a carpool to go take care of.
Good time.
She's not really going to gamble. I was kidding. It's a joke. She doesn't always do what she just feels like doing.
Hence, carpool.
I don't. No, I don't.
So. Thank you, Summer. It's been fun. We'll continue the song when we come back from the break.
Bye, Summer.
Summer's got to go. So thank you for joining us for the short little while we had you.
See ya.
See you tomorrow, Joy.
See ya.
Bye.
This is the Chocolate Knox. If you love that wonderful sensation of chewing glass, this is the show for you.
Cross Politic is a weekly show and podcast that mixes the taboo formula of faith, culture, and politics, proclaiming the lordship of Christ in every corner of our culture.
Hallelujah.
Gabriel Wrench is a deacon from Texas, and he wears overalls.
One time.
Chocolate Knox, a.k.a. David Shannon, he's a movie maker from Minnesota.
Action!
I'm Toby Sumter, pastor here in Moscow, Idaho, and I used to live in Alaska. Did you know that?
No.
No.
We've interviewed everyone from Alveda King to Ted Cruz to Steve Dace to Walter Williams, and we invite you to join us here at Cross Politic as we learn to fight, laugh, and feast, all to the glory of God. CrossPolitik.com.
For 21 years and counting, New St. Andrew's College has sought to obey Christ's great commission to disciple nations and build him a house. Not just in Jerusalem, but throughout the world. Not with stones and mortar, but with living stones. We build and fight. This is the task of a Christian liberal arts college, to equip students with the tools to build and fight. And this is our joyful task as we seek to graduate leaders who shape culture through wise and victorious living. To learn more, check us out online at nsa.edu/explore.
Okay, sorry.
I forgot
we were recording a show for a minute.
No. Is a bunch of grown men singing a musical gender fluidity?
You know, I'm glad you guys couldn't see me.
Yeah, I'm probably glad.
Okay,
too.
I'm sorry. So you said that girl isn't the girl in the musical?
No.
Oh, well, that tells me all I need to know about that musical.
But they do a good job.
She can't sing for herself.
I guess not.
You can't even tell when they do the lip sync.
I think the better question is, why can't the singer act for herself?
Oh yeah,
That's a good point, Marcus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But this actually is the antithesis of what we've been talking about, because this is actually a really well done song.
Someone that actually can sing.
So it's funny for you guys that weren't here.
Joey's going in on Rachel.
Between the breaks, I was looking for this song, and we were playing it. And then Marcus started singing it in the other room, and Zach and I were looking at Joy, and it wasn't a Joy, and we're like, "Who's singing?"
Yeah, I've never heard this song before in my life until now.
So my girls, this is on repeat 24/7. This whole album, this is from The Greatest Showman. If you haven't seen it, pretty decent movie. And the soundtrack is actually very good. I've been fighting it. My oldest has been for like weeks. Can we listen to The Greatest Showman? I was like, no. And now then they finally made me. I watched the movie and then I was like, oh, actually, this is a really good soundtrack.
Now you're like wearing a top hat going, this is the greatest show.
I just really like Hugh Jackman too, and he was really good in it, I thought.
I do like Hugh Jackman.
And it's about Barton.
I bet Hugh Jackman sang for realsies.
He did.
He did, yeah.
He did. He's probably auto tuned.
He's a talented dude.
Probably auto tuned, but he did sing. And he danced.
Mm hmm.
And Zac Efron, which was weird because he was like a man, and like I just know him from like High School Musical.
Anytime, when you see him singing,
I'm like, wait, isn't that the kid from Get Your Head in the Game? Like, what is happening?
Now he's like a grown up,
right?
And everyone forgot he could sing, and then they were like, oh yeah,
that's because he hasn't been in a musical movie.
Yeah,
he's been
playing a frat boy. Has he not been only playing a frat boy?
What else has he been in? I can't even think.
That's because they've all been terrible.
I don't know if I've seen any. Anyways, Marcus, I'm glad I made your day with that song.
You did, man.
Good, I'm glad.
It's always a great joy to hear that soundtrack.
Right. Okay, so this next line, I was hoping Summer could be on for still, but I'll let Joy explain it. We're back to the song.
I'm the runner-up.
Plan B. Yeah, the next line's really rough.
Okay, here we go.
Tall, pansexual, flirty with stripes.
What's a pansexual, for those that don't know?
Someone who is attracted to all kinds of
all things,
all genders, sexes, and expressions of gender.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So like anyone, like they're just fine with anything, really.
Okay.
So like you could be non-binary and they're okay with that. You could be a non-binary lesbian transsexual and they're fine with that. You could be asexual and they'd be fine with that.
Yeah,
they're just attracted to anything except for dead bodies, apparently.
Or probably if you're a Christian, then you're automatically out. Nope.
Yeah, if you're a Christian pansexual, please go talk to your pastor.
Okay. Right now. All right. Here we go.
Joy's a fleshlight in the cold moonlight.
Fleshlight.
To the sad clown, Skyping via satellite.
Dance, Skippy, home slice, sing it with me all night. That's how you want. It's
you're goddamn right.
Okay, so there was, yeah.
Okay.
So there was a thing
that okay,
was inappropriate.
That was just the only thing?
There hasn't been any bad words up until that point.
Well, in terms
of... Well, I don't know. Yeah. It depends how you define a bad word.
Well, the whole thing is vulgar.
The whole thing is vile.
Sexual is a bad word,
the whole
right?
thing is vile, but that's the first time there's been, like, what someone might consider a curse word.
Right.
Which, wow. obviously, I take high offense yeah. to that term.
Yeah, can right. I have sex with little children? Because it's my right?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
No, right. It's a yeah.
That's the point Marcus, of all this.
Marcus hasn't been on this whole time.
No, the guy was fixing the internet, and yeah. yeah, okay. Well, hey, y'all must have been having a fun show.
Oh gosh, it's been cringeworthy. Okay, anything anybody wants? Yay, nay? Okay, we'll just keep going. Cause my sex junk. Oh, by the way, Bill Nye is like getting down on the sidelines right
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 much more than either. Oh, oh, oh. Get off your soapbox.
Get off your soapbox. My sex junk's better than bagels with lox. I can't.
You got to play the end, though.
I can't even. That play broke, it, that broke my can't even button.
With lots of schmear.
Wait, listen to what he said.
Okay. It's exactly the right message, Rachel. Nice job.
Whoa, Rachel, whoa.
Okay, so that's
exactly the right message.
Exactly the right message. For what? And for whom? And for what sexual spectrum?
So when I was watching this last night as a little refresher, I came up with this thought that I kind of want to be true. I want the case to be that Bill Nye just really needed some money and he's having to play a role. Like, this is all acted out.
Yeah, this is like a means to an end.
Because he's an old man.
Well,
like, you're telling me that based off of how he grew up, that was good, acceptable behavior for a lady for him?
You know what happened? I think Bill Nye the Science Guy ended.
Like, does he have daughters?
Well, hold on. I think he hired Liberal Lyle.
Oh, gotcha.
Because Liberal, right, Marcus?
Right.
Liberal Lyle's right. like, I'll have you do anything for money.
Right, right.
Bill Nye's like,
just
I'll
come
be
on down.
I'll be that guy. Sorry. Go ahead, Liberal Lyle. What now?
I was just gonna say, just call me right away.
No, you're right about that. I didn't realize he was 62.
Yeah, I mean, like. I don't know. I just.
Well, you're right because there's been.
There's a part of. I mean, I know that he's most likely just like this is who he is and he's conformed to this weird standard of whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like he is a grown man watching a younger lady on his program in a skimpy outfit talk about
bagels
her body
schmear.
Parts and just like, is he a little bit ashamed? Of himself?
He didn't look ashamed.
No.
That was the perfectly right message. What was the exact words in that?
Right. He said, that's the right message right there, Rachel.
Yeah. I'm but you're right. I mean, there's been a lot. He's taken a lot of flack over the years because he's not really a scientist and he's an actor.
Yeah.
You know, but that's my point is you said that. Like, he is an actor.
Yeah.
But he's getting paid to act.
Right.
I'm sure he probably is as liberal as they come, but like.
I'm sure.
It takes a special type of liberal to like say that was the right message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, none of his stuff is based on any kind of meaningful science anyways. Like if you watch, he has another one on life beginning at conception, completely denying that.
Yeah.
When a sperm and an egg come together, he's like, oh, there's nothing scientific or true about that. Right. So he's just a pawn. Honestly, I think he's a worldview propagating pawn.
Right.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. Liberal Lyle. Got him. So the other video, I'm not going to play. We don't have time now, but the other video that we can talk about real quick, as Zach mentioned, was there's a video called Ice Cream Sexuality.
So basically, yeah, that's in that episode.
The same episode, okay. Uh-huh. So basically, you know, there's like, they're humanized ice cream cones. So they have legs
flavors.
And arms.
Right.
And yeah. So there's the vanilla, the strawberry, and the chocolate, and basically, you know, like, what was it they're trying to say? Like, the vanilla is like, you have to be vanilla, you know, right. And everybody's like, I want to be chocolate.
Well, yeah,
you know,
well, yeah, they base it on like the vanilla is the traditional Christian, Judeo-Christian flavor, if you will. And he's trying to do conversion therapy on the other flavors, saying you got to be vanilla, otherwise the vanilla god in the sky won't accept you, kind of thing.
Right.
Like, that's the message.
Which, by the way, if you live in California, I'm sorry, you can move here.
Yep, we got room. We got room for you.
I keep saying this, and I mean this
for real.
You
can move here only as long as you change your political positions.
Yeah.
Because Texas has a lot of people moving from California
that are
still Democrats.
That's true.
And it's becoming a problem in Texas.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I was referring to the people that have the same worldview as us in California that are probably going to have to move.
Yes. In that case, we want as many of you guys as possible in one local county.
That's who I was referring to, because they're the ones that are listening right now.
Right.
One local county. Yeah, exactly. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, California just passed a bill, like, overwhelmingly, was like 58 to 19 or something, basically banning any sort of book. I mean, this is so anti.
This is just like
the Constitution, and it's just like, so they've banned any book that's tries to make you not be gay, essentially. Like,
live in harmony with the sex that you were created.
It's crazy
that God gave you, right? Any counseling to the contrary is like strictly taboo.
Right, like, so you can't tell someone, you can't give them sex therapy. You
will silence that opposition.
And so, so just naturally, what's next is you're not going to be allowed to have the Bible. Because that's going to be the book that everybody uses to say, you can't be gay. Right. In college. What was it?
Right.
You learn gay in college?
You can't learn gay in college.
But that's what they say in this whole ice cream video, is they completely misrepresent the Christian position. It's like, well, if you want to be accepted by God, you have to turn straight first, right? That's never been the Christian position at all, right? And the purpose of what you would call reparative or conversion therapy is, of course, the gospel. You need to turn from your sin. You need to come to Christ. But as you do that, as you come to Christ on the basis of childlike faith, you express repentance over your specific sins that you're guilty of before God, as a result of God working within you, He, as your disciple, as the Holy Spirit sanctifies you, as you are more conformed to the image of God, what does that mean? God created us male and female from the beginning. That's the image of God. So the Holy Spirit will conform you to be more man or more woman.
You say Mormon?
Yogi's got the jokes for days. But no, that's because people try to separate those two. Like, somehow part of our sanctification is like an asexual process. No, we're created with the sex that we are by God for a specific purpose, because we're in the image of God, either male or female. So as we're continually transformed by the Holy Spirit, we become more of those things, not less.
Right. So, exactly. Would you say that if you were born a female, you have lady bits, you couldn't abandon that sex?
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Sure. I thank you, by the way, for saying that, because it was awesome.
It fit very well.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It was faux pas. Were you going to say something, Joy? I thought you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, like, the whole ice cream thing is kind of annoying. It doesn't really, delve into any new topic. The point, like I said, it's in the same episode.
Yeah.
And it's basically just like a little animated short that says, everyone just get over it and do whatever you want.
Mm.
Like, all the ice creams come pile into this big bowl of ice cream because cones suck and they're stupid. it's like, it starts out as like
ice cream
vanilla
stew.
Yeah, right. I don't like to mix ice cream flavors anyway.
I don't either.
So that's disturbing, first of all.
Yeah.
But it's just the same message. It's the same message the entire episode. They don't go at it from any different angles or like look into anything different. The whole theme of the whole show is just everyone should just be doing whatever they want and whoever they want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be totally
As long as they're
crass.
Alive. As long as they're living.
Right. Well, even then, they only said that the one time, so.
Right. And they talk about in that whole little video too with the ice cream, they make fun of, they make a mockery out of the vanilla flavor, which represents the traditional view that it's just a science of feelings. That's all right. It is. Like, it's just a feeling position.
Right.
And they define the categories in terms of flavors, which are based on nothing more than preferences,
right,
not fact or science, right, or anything like that. So they're guilty of the very thing that they accuse the vanilla ice cream of, and that they don't ground their position in any kind of biology or science or anything like that. It's actually just preference. Do what you want to do,
right,
be with who you want to be with, have sex with who you want to have sex with. Like, the whole thing is so convoluted,
right,
and contradictory in terms of a worldview standpoint, right? So they're mocking the vanilla flavor, saying, oh, there's no science, there's no basis for that position, it's just blind feelings. But they're the ones that are guilty of that.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are guilty of making those decisions based on feelings. Not, there's no rationality or meaningful biological position behind any of
that. Well, right, for sure.
Well, and the undercurrent of it all is that this way is more fun. So don't be boring traditional vanilla.
Right.
Come climb into the ice cream bowl with all the flavors.
Yeah.
Because that's more fun.
Yeah.
And you'll be more of you.
And we'll just melt into one
than you were before.
Pile of soup.
But shouldn't technically shouldn't the position be like, oh, if you are vanilla, then you do you.
Yeah.
But it's not.
That's not good enough.
It's not.
Right.
It's there is like this very intentional jab that happens underneath the song we played and the ice cream thing that are basically saying, like, that's not as good, and you're being, like, if you're traditional vanilla, then you're really, like, selling yourself short.
Yeah.
You're not going to have as much of a good life.
Right.
Because you just can't realize yourself. And
right.
And it's deeper than that, too. They, like, I mean, it's really, like, harsh jab, because they say to the vanilla, oh, if only you tried it, you would like it.
Right.
Like, if only you would taste this right flavor. Then you're just afraid that you would like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what your problem is.
That's where this goes. Like, it goes from everyone's different, everyone falls differently on the spectrum, to we want everyone to be everywhere, all over the spectrum. It's not that we want everyone to do what they want to do and what feels right.
Right.
We want you to do this one particular thing that's going to be a lot of fun. So really, it's not you do you. It's you do the thing we ask you to.
Exactly. Mm. Right. So
that's right.
This was fun.
If God can turn water into wine, he can make chocolate vanilla. Yeah. Conversion.
I didn't think about that for a second, but yeah.
Yeah, conversion requires you know, an act of God. Yeah. Humans can't make chocolate vanilla, but God can.
Right.
So I'm going to change the subject here real quick just to end the show. So speaking of stupidity that's wrapped up in Marxism, Marcus, tell us what you did today with Carmen.
Oh, we went to the Red for Ed Educator Union rally for the state of Arizona, and it was full of crazy. It was a bunch of socialists begging for more money for, you know, the work that they do. And you know, it was interesting because I asked one person, I said, couldn't you make more money in the private sector? And she goes, no, I can't make more money in the private sector. And I was thinking, well, then you're already pretty highly paid then.
Right.
Why do you need more money? You're already some of the highest paid teachers. If the private sector, well, I don't think that's true. I think the private sector would pay you more. But, you know, these teachers, they work only 9 months out of the year, and they're wanting more money. They want more funding for classroom supplies and all of this. And nobody had a valid solution to, like, be able to pay for it. They don't care how it's paid for. They just want to take the money and
I'll tell you where it's paid for. It's paid for when you raise the taxes on the house.
Right. Right. Well, somebody said... I asked somebody, I said, do you think it's theft to, like, take other people's money to increase your own pay? And they're like, it's not theft. We deserve it. And it's like, well, no, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that is.
If you deserve it, you don't get to steal people's food,
right?
Because you deserve a meal. Like that's
the implication. If you deserve it, then that means we have to take it from someone else to give it to you.
Right. Well, right. Don't they deserve what they have?
Right.
It's just insane.
Right.
So it was insane. There was this grandpa that was there, and he said he was there for his grandchildren. And so I said, what do you do for a living? And he says, oh, I'm retired. And I said, well, why don't you educate your own children? Why don't you homeschool your grandchildren? If you're retired, you don't have a job, you could do that. And he goes, well, I don't have to because the government does it.
Right.
And it's like, well,
yeah,
well, that's, you know, that's theft. That's theft. So
yeah,
you're not going to do the work because other people are going to steal from other people to do it for you. Mm-hmm. So it was crazy. I think like the biggest thing I took away from it was that I don't want these people teaching my kids if they can't explain their economic and political theories accurately when asked to.
Well, yeah. Plus they probably don't have the best worldview to begin with.
Well, yeah, that's true too. I mean, obviously, I interviewed one person. And I said, what about like the Christians who homeschool or say they maybe we should add, you know, religion and again, I said we should get the church involved in education, as I said. And she said, oh, the last thing we want is religion involved in education. Mm. And so, well, there it is. You know, that's where it is. So there's a lot of people there, 50,000 people.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, today in Arizona, basically all the teachers, as far as I know, every teacher basically did a walkout today because they haven't had, I heard they said they hadn't had a raise in 10 years. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Anyway, so that's what it was for. So basically a walkout. So keep in mind, this wasn't like a day off. Like there was children that went to school and their teachers were like, I'm not coming to work today. And they did this walkout essentially. So I even heard people saying like, they're like, don't send your kids to school today because there's going to be no teachers.
Well, I was listening on the radio. What was interesting was that they said that this, the Arizona Education Association, which is a public union, which is awful. Public unions are really terrible organizations. And so the AEA goes to the governor in hopes of making like this political play that says, you know what we'll do? We'll demand that they increase the wages. And if they don't, we'll use this as a springboard for the midterm elections to get more Democrats elected.
Mm.
So they go to Governor Ducey and say, we want a 20% raise. And Governor Ducey says, okay. And he said, okay. And they were like, well, wait a minute. We want more things and we'll get back with you about what that is. And so then they came back and they were like, and we want this and we want that. And Governor Ducey was like, well, you can't have all that. That money is not available. And so,
oh my goodness.
So then they went on strike. So it was just, it's pure greed. It's pure greed. You know, cause so a lot of the teachers there were saying, well, it's not about our raises. It's about having money for school supplies and this and that. And so it's like, well, they've turned it from raises to something else because they were going to give them the money for the raises. So it's all a sham. Government education.
So
is a sham.
Homeschool, please homeschool your children.
Please homeschool.
Christian, please.
School your kids. Remember, there were teachers out there wearing like, I wasn't able to get a shot. They ran away from me, but they had like some sort of like trans homosexual message on a shirt. And I was like, hey, you want come over here and talk? And they wouldn't. So those are the people that are raising your kids in government schools. So.
Are you going to have, you're putting together some clips and stuff, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we're going to have a guest come in next week, and it'll be, we'll figure out what to do with it. But there's some stuff there we'll use.
Well, so. I haven't shared this story much publicly, but I mean, my wife was a kindergarten teacher here in Arizona. So she's, you know, went to school for that. And, you know, she taught for here for 3 years, I think 4 years before we had our oldest. So when she was still teaching, we weren't even convinced of homeschooling. You know, it wasn't until after we had our first child, that we were convinced that we needed to homeschool. Part of that is because my wife was in the school system, knows how bad the systems are, knows all the political nonsense that goes on, you know, and all this stuff we're talking about, like, that's like insider information. Like, that's stuff that, like, just more reasons why you shouldn't be sending your kids to public schools.
Yeah, and I would say if you are a Christian government school teacher, because there are Christians
right.
who work in yeah. government school, I would like to ask them to get together and figure out a way that they can use the gifts and talents that God has given them to start schooling programs underneath the authority of the church in local communities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't think we have to resign to the fact that government schools are always going to be here. And so I think, like, if Christian educators got together and said, you know what, this is bad. We know it's bad. We're in the system. We see how terrible it is. Let's use the Christian educators to come together and create ways to eliminate the government school program, and then not just yeah. be resigned to the fact that, well, they exist and, you know, I get a paycheck. So, you know,
that's a really great idea. And I mean, I know there's, like, a lot of, like, Christian co-op, like, education co-ops in Arizona specifically, you know, where you can send your kids for, like, special things like sciences and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, those co-op teachers, they probably make the same amount of money as a public school teacher, you know, and they're doing exactly what you're talking about. Like, you know,
if not more,
you can make some decent money doing that, and you're not, you know, and it's exactly what you just said, Marcus.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we need. We need more of that. You know, and my kids are.
I mean, let's be honest. There are churches that are bigger than some high schools.
Right. Mm. Oh yeah.
Of course.
And they're closed Monday through Friday.
Right.
They could all be classrooms.
Right.
And if you know, the church got together and said, "Hey, look, we're just going to open our doors, and it's going to be we're going to do free education Monday through Friday. Anybody wants to come can come." I think a lot of people would go for that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would go for that. So, I just think that's a whole area where the church just completely overlooks their need. And if you look in, like, Titus, you know, in our reach group, we're going through Titus, and it says, you know, it says, like, some of the instructions for women are the older women are to teach the younger women. Yeah, and I think what better way for that to happen within the context of a church and through education.
Discipleship.
Yeah, discipleship and education. And not only that, at that point, then you can really minister to inner city. We talk about diversity in the church and whatnot. Well, if some of the churches in suburban areas were to start inner city schooling programs, like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, be huge.
So
huge.
I mean it's there. People just have to do it. I think we just have to do it.
Another cool thing is you'd have just the absolute freedom of teaching from your worldview too.
Right.
You wouldn't have to sugarcoat anything.
Right. That's the one thing I don't understand about, like, you know, government school teachers who are Christians. It's like, I know I would not want to be like, if I were to work for somewhere that I had to make videos that were against my worldview, or I wasn't free to make films in the way that I wanted to, like, that would be really hard and difficult and a burden for me. And if I was a Christian school teacher, I'd want to find ways where I can be free to use the gifts that God has given me to glorify Him.
Yeah.
And so.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks, Marcus. We'll be looking for that, and you guys can watch that as well. But this has been a fun episode. Fun, I say, tongue in cheek. So thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks again if you're Apologia All Access. As always, you for reals make all of this happen. I had somebody message us the other, maybe a week or two ago, and they were upset. One of these messages, they were like, well, I think Bible should be free, you know, like, I can't believe you guys charge. And I was like, well, we're not charging, first of all. You know, I was like, everything we do, everything you see, everything you hear is literally paid for by donations from faithful brothers and sisters to sign up for Apologia All Access. So thank you.
Yeah,
for real. Like, if you guys didn't participate in this, none of this would happen. And I tried to explain that to that man, and he didn't seem to understand.
It's a common question.
Yeah.
I've gotten it a lot of times too. But everything that we use to get this to you guys costs money and time, and which costs money, and
right.
it just can't be done for free.
So know that when you
literally
sign up for
nothing
that,
can be done for free.
No, right. That's the thing, is nothing.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right.
It costs money to print the Bible on paper.
Yeah.
Right.
And to bind it.
Yeah, you do. Right. The Bible does actually literally cost money when you go buy one.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, when that guy said that, I was like, have you ever bought a Bible?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the same thing.
Like, I think there's some confusion. You get the idea, but
yeah.
I don't know.
So
it's just not
for real. If you are an All Access member, you like sincerely are partners with us, and we thank you for that. So yeah, this has been a fun show. Thank you, Zach, Joy,
yes, sir,
Summer, who's gone, and the Ginger Man, the Gingerbread Man.
All right,
Ginger Beard Man,
Ginger Beard Man. All right, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it as always, and we will be back next week.
Yeah.